Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. The B's and the C's were both off last night. They don't play until tomorrow night. As I mentioned a little while ago, really good basketball getting to happen tonight at Boston College, Kennedy. Clemson's coming to town. They're ranked number 20 in the country. And I'm just going to tell you, Barrett has gone to a couple of games this season. They do a fantastic job if you want to take your kids to a game. They let them on the floor before the game. The players will sign autographs and high fives with them. And then they storm the court with the players after the game when they get that dub.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun. Go check it out if you want to do something tonight. If you want to go with Barrett Kennedy, you can.
I'm all set. Thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Also, according to the Boston Globe, listen to this, Kennedy. Joe Mazzulla started the season as an assistant. He then became interim head coach of the Boston Celtics in a most unexpected way. And now the NBA's youngest head coach is headed to the All-Star game. The 34-year-old Mazzulla and his Celtics staff of assistants will coach Team Giannis, the team that will be captained by Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo in the February 19th game in Salt Lake City. They clinched that chance Monday night when Philadelphia lost to Orlando, an outcome that ensured Boston would have the leading record in the Eastern Conference at the close of play on Sunday. Sunday is the cutoff for the league to determine All-Star coaches. The teams with the best records to that point get the right to send their coaching staff to the games, provided that they hadn't had the job the year before. How about that?
Good for Bazooka Joe.
That's pretty wild. Wonderful. It is pretty wild. The guy an hour ago was an assistant coach, and now he's an All-Star coach.
He's 1 year older than me.
What are you doing with your life, Dan?
Al Horford, one of our starters, is older than him, and he's the coach. So, yeah, we're on similar career trajectories, me and Joe.
Right. Mazzulla is believed to be the first interim coach in NBA history to have the All-Star coaching opportunity. He will coach the team that Antetokounmpo drafts shortly before the game. The captains in charge this season won't pick their teams until game night in Salt Lake City. So the players are going to show up and not know which teams they're going to be playing.
Oh, do they wait in line and one of them gets picked last?
God, I hope so.
Someone has to get picked last.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Which has to hurt your ego as a multimillionaire basketball All-Star.
It hurts my ego as a nobody.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
If you want to share a Good Vibe Tribe story with us, drop us a link here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Somebody sent me this story from masslive.com. It was written by a guy named Will Catcher. Officials have praised safe thinking by a pair of Massachusetts boys who, they said, uncovered a hand grenade while hiking on a wooded trail last week. The two 12-year-olds, Kevin Castaneda and Jackson Allen, stumbled upon the grenade buried in a pile of trash while walking on a Wrentham trail last Wednesday. Wrentham Police Chief Bill McGrath wrote in a statement, they stopped. They took a picture with their phone, made a mental note of their location, and beelined it straight home, where they immediately reported it to adults. The Wrentham Police and Fire Departments responded to the trail alongside a Massachusetts State Police bomb squad. The grenade was 100% real, but it had hollowed out and was not dangerous, police had found. But the boys had no way to know that when they found it. Perhaps I'm understanding the average kids more likely. I'm conceding what me and my friends likely would have done when we were 12. I'm going to tell you, if I had found a hand grenade when I was 12 years old, I'd have probably messed with it.
I'd have been in the news too, but differently.
For different reasons.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
And I don't know if you've been keeping up with this story or not. This was shared on the Good Morning Gloucester blog, Kennedy. There's a guy, Scotty Mack. He's a DJ in that area. He does a lot of nightclubs and restaurants. And I guess a couple of weeks ago, he was in Jamaica and he got into a scooter accident. And I've been paying attention to this story just because my brother, the exact same thing happened to him when we were in the Bahamas. He got into
a really bad scooter accident. Scooters when you're in the Bahamas, but I said.
And so he's in Jamaica. He's injured. It was pretty bad off, and they were just trying to get him back here into the United States. And so they did a bunch of fundraisers. They sold T-shirts. They did events. And they were able to get him med-flighted back from Jamaica to Boston. So just a good job by them. Hopefully he's going to be okay. And a small-town hardware store in Kentucky is getting national exposure thanks to the owner's weird sense of humor. It's called J-Town Hardware in the Louisville suburb of Jeffersontown. He used to work there as a teenager and now owns it. Back then, he started putting silly lines out on the front. Things like, Elvis buys his paint here, and our carpet cleaners remove blood. Now he owns the place and installed a digital sign, and he can go wild with it, and he does it all the time. And also a shout out to Mr. Beast. I don't know if you caught this story or not. He is always doing really good things. He's one of the biggest YouTube stars.
He is probably the biggest at this point, I would say.
Well, he's making waves for all the right reasons. He helped 1,000 people see again by getting them cataract surgery. He started with 40 people at homeless shelters and free clinics in Florida. Then a group helped him find more than 950 legally blind people all over the world who couldn't afford the surgery, which only takes about 10 minutes. His video is unbelievable. The reactions when people see again for the first time, some got more than just a surgery. He surprised a few with $10,000. One kid got $50,000 for college, and a guy who's never been able to drive got the surgery, and then Mr. Beast gave him a brand new Tesla.
Amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
He's a good person. He makes millions and millions of dollars from his YouTube channel, and he funnels it all back into helping people.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right. So you know that that new Whopper theme song that's been going around?
No, I haven't heard it. No.
Sure you have. You have. In any event.
I'm not sure if I have.
What if I mix it up with a Lady Gaga song? You enjoy.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flames will taste with perfect toppers, hot in this day.
There's a whole lot of remixing of the Whopper song.
I've not heard it yet.
You watch TV, don't you?
I guess I just missed that one. Yeah, I just missed that one.
Yes, people have been remixing it for a long time now, and I finally found one I enjoyed. So there you are.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're
new
welcome.
Bop alert.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming, of course, on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.com. Apple is taking over the Super Bowl halftime show sponsorship, in case you didn't know.
No.
And Rihanna taking the stage of this year's halftime entertainment. It's natural that they want to work together to make as much money as possible. Apple has announced that the music streaming service will count down the next 2 weeks before game day with a multimedia Rihanna's Road to Halftime launch. So what is that, you ask?
Well, what is that, Kennedy, I ask?
Subscribers can now listen to her catalog with spatial audio in Dolby Atmos. Whatever the hell that is.
Well, that means if you have the fancy headphones, you have a special listening experience.
Uh-huh.
What is spatial audio?
Well, it's just a super stereo type situation with their new headphones. I think you have the new AirPods, right, Kennedy?
No, they're the first generation of the new ones.
Those are pros, though, right?
They're a couple years old, though.
Yeah, I think yours might have them.
I don't know. So they can take center stage by singing along with the new Apple Music Sing feature, compatible with iPhone and iPad models, as well as the new Apple TV. Apple Music Radio will also celebrate her career with Rihanna Revisited Radio, an 8-episode roundtable exploring the cultural impact of her music, plus a collection of 32 playlists featuring the top songs listened to by each NFL team in their locker rooms, weight room, and on game days. made available to subscribers. So it is all Rihanna from now until game day.
But did they have a Rihanna Friday free-for-all? That's what I need to know. No?
No, that's how they stay in business.
It was funny. I saw a tweet yesterday from a guy on the Kansas City Chiefs, Marquise Valdes-Scantling, I believe his name is. And he's playing in the game. So he tweeted yesterday, he's like, serious question. Can I still watch Rihanna's halftime performance?
Nope. Better DVR it.
I don't want to hear the, whatever the halftime speech is going to be.
I don't want the rah-rah.
So this will... Contesting of the will of Lisa Marie Presley continues, and it's getting ugly. Weeks after the death of Lisa Marie Presley, a contentious battle over the will has emerged. When Lisa Marie, the only child of Elvis Presley, died on January 12th, she left her trust, which includes the Graceland property and 15% ownership of Elvis's estate, to her three daughters.
Wow.
But as we told you, attorneys for Lisa Marie's mother, Priscilla Presley, filed a petition in Los Angeles questioning the authenticity and validity of the will, claiming that a 2016 amendment that put the trust in the hands of Lisa Marie's daughter, Riley Keough, and twins Harper and Finley Lockwood is invalid. Friends close to Lisa Marie say Lisa's intent was very clear. Her desire was for her children to inherit her trust. Lisa really didn't feel that Priscilla was doing anything in her best interest. According to the petition, Lisa Marie wrote a living will in 1993 and it amended it in 2010, making Priscilla a crow trustee along her former business manager, Barry Siegel. But after Lisa Marie's death, Priscilla discovered an amendment that had been added in 2016, which both booted her and Siegel as trustees and placed them with Riley, her brother, who has since passed. Priscilla is claiming that the 2010 amendment is still the authoritative and controlling document and is requesting the court use that one. Friends told People magazine that Priscilla's attempt to regain control directly contradict Lisa Marie's wishes and that she did not have a relationship with her mother when she made that 2016 amendment. Among the points of contention are the fact that Priscilla and Michael Lockwood, who is Lisa Marie's first husband, who share the same publicist, continued to be friendly even after he and Lisa Marie divorced, and apparently it was very unfriendly. Lockwood was not invited to Lisa Marie's funeral, but Priscilla got him in anyway. They say Lisa lived her life authentically. She wouldn't remain quiet when she was being taken advantage of. And at the end of the day, these are her wishes. There's no question as to what her wishes are. No one's going to be able to reinvent the last 7-8 years and say no. Lisa Marie, they say, had major issue with the ways her trust was being handled, claiming that she sued this Siegel guy in 2018, saying that he spent a decade whittling down the $100 million trust she'd inherited after Elvis's death to just $14,000 through his reckless and negligent mismanagement and self-serving ambition. However, she has been accused, not by more than one person, of squandering the fortune with excessive spending habits.
It just seems to me the one that they have from 2016 where Lisa Marie leaves her stuff to her children makes the most sense. What is the most simple answer to this? It's she probably left her stuff to her kids.
And spelled her name wrong? Like, that's just weird to me.
Did she? Do we have proof of that?
And it's not that she wasn't leaving
her
stuff.
Or is that just like rumors that are out there?
Everything I read is a rumor, Carson.
None of us are in the room.
I mean, I don't know where I sit with this, but it isn't that they weren't going to get money. Those kids will be taken care of for the rest of their life. The problem is, like, at what point did she want to not have this be a part of it, not be that have a part of it?
2016,
but the problem is that Lisa really handled her money badly. She didn't have any money to give. Mm-hmm. She had gone into debt many times. At the time of her death, she was $4 million in debt. She owned $2.5 million to the IRS. But right before she died, she took out a bunch of life insurance policies, and her estate was suddenly flush with cash. So there's a lot going on here that we don't know about that needs to be handled before they can figure out what happens next. But it makes me sad that there's bad blood there and that it's all about money. And real quick, like, sports betting starts today in Massachusetts, y'all.
Let's go.
Today at Encore Boston Harbor, the state's largest and newest casino. It was the first to secure a wagering license. First bets will be placed in the Win Bet kiosk room at 10 a.m. by 32 lucky guests chosen for the honor. Immediately after, championship winning athletes and state representatives will place the first bets at the Win Bet Sportsbook windows, including Sean Thornton, Ty Law, my boy Matt Light, Cedric Maxwell, Eddie House, Johnny Damon, Angela Ruggiero, and some Massachusetts politicians as well. And the whole thing will be emceed by Sean McDonough. It's going to be quite the day.
Producer Dan, we are going to load up his pockets with money, and then we're going to send him to the casino to make a wager.
When you say load up my pockets with money,
I'm going to Venmo you like $40, and Kennedy's going to Venmo you like $40, and then you throw in a few bucks.
All right, I'll try not to lose it before the first phone call.
Well, the bets don't start till 10, so you shouldn't be able to.
But
lose
it's
it before
a whole
then.
Casino. What if I can triple it and then put that on the bet?
I'm sure there's going to be
work, think smarter.
There are no distractions. In there when you walk in either.
No, there's no shiny lights.
Nothing.
Not a whole bunch of news cameras. And famous
I will sit quietly in the other room until you call me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to Gambit Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Jeff from PVD, getting ready for work.
What's Jeff. Up, Jeff? Hefe.
Hey, everyone. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Sure thing. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you some cash, $100. If you tie, you lose, and Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Jeff, are you ready?
I am ready.
Rupert Grint suffered kidney stones last September while filming Servant for Apple TV. He said he was peeing blood for 5 days. Rupert Grint starred as who in the Harry Potter movies?
Ron Weasley.
Miley Cyrus has the number one song in the country for the second week in a row. What is that song called?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, will play him in the upcoming biopic, Michael. Jafar is the son of Michael's brother, Jermaine. The movie starts shooting this year. Jafar is also the name of a Disney villain from which movie?
Aladdin.
Justin Timberlake, turning 42 years old today. He has been married to Jessica Biel since 2012. Which 90s show did Biel get a big break on?
Ooh. Oh, it's a good one.
Maybe the cheesiest of all 90s shows.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I'm not going to be able to pull that one out. I don't know.
And question number five, Jackie Robinson was also born today in 1919. He broke the color barrier in baseball with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. Which number did Jackie wear that is retired in every baseball stadium in America?
13.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You work for an education travel company? What does that mean? What do they do?
It's like we just book groups who want to go see the world and learn about all the places they're going to.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jeff got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Rupert Grint suffered kidney stones last September while filming Servant for Apple TV Plus, and he said he was peeing blood for 5 days. Rupert Grint starred as who in the Harry Potter movies?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ron Weasley.
Not me, not Hermione, you.
Tied at one. Miley Cyrus has the number one song in the country for the second week in a row. Name the song.
Flowers.
2-1. Question number three. Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, will play him in the upcoming biopic. It is called Michael. Jafar is the son of Michael's brother, Jermaine. The movie starts shooting this year. Jafar, also the name of a Disney villain from which movie?
Aladdin.
3-2. Justin Timberlake turning 42 today. He has been married to Jessica Biel since 2012. Which 90s show did Biel get her big break on?
Seventh Heaven.
It turns out the dad on that show, not the moral compass he appeared.
4-2. Question number five. Jackie Robinson, also born on this day in 1919. He broke the color barrier in baseball with Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. Which number did Jackie wear that is retired in every baseball stadium in America?
61?
42 is the correct answer. 42. 42 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jeff, I'm sorry, buddy. You did good, but not quite good enough.
Yeah. All good.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jeff from Peabody, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
All right, let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Say good morning to Kate from Oxford.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio since you can't hear anything that is happening. Kate, you work in finance. You going to get over to the casino today and make the first legal wager in the Commonwealth?
Who knows? Maybe.
Probably not, huh? All right, here we go. Here we go. Question number one. Phil Collins turning 72 this week. On top of all of his hits that he had with his own career, he also has two Grammys and an Oscar for his work on this Disney movie soundtrack with songs like Two Worlds and You'll Be in My Heart. Name the movie.
The Jungle Book.
Octavia Spencer credits Whoopi Goldberg for convincing her to get an education before she started pursuing acting. Whoopi is one of only 17 entertainers in history to have completed the EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
Stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer has hit 1 billion views on YouTube. In the opening line of the song, where did Tommy used to work, but the union's been on strike? It's tough.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
Question number four. Elton John's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is now the highest grossing tour of all time with $817 million, and it's not over until July. Who previously held the record for the highest grossing tour? Was it Ed Sheeran, U2, or Taylor Swift?
I'm gonna go with U2.
Question number five. Eva Longoria's Aston Martin from Desperate Housewives is for sale. You can buy it on eBay. Desperate Housewives followed four women who all lived on the same street where the show was set. Can you name the street?
Ooh, I watched this with my mom growing up when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is, Wisteria Lane.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did?
You know what? I think the tour one stumped me a little bit.
Well, you did okay. You got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Okay. Thank you.
Kate got 3. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quest number one, Phil Collins turning 72 this week. On top of all of his hits he had in his own career, he also won 2 Grammys and an Oscar for his work on this Disney movie soundtrack with songs like Two Worlds and You'll Be in My Heart. Can you name the movie? I can hear producer Dan in his car headed to the casino right now screaming the lyrics.
Hercules?
Tarzan, Kennedy.
Tarzan.
0-0. Question number 2. Octavia Spencer credits Whoopi Goldberg for convincing her to get an education before she started pursuing acting. Whoopi, one of only 17 entertainers in history to have completed the EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Tie to 1. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer has hit 1 billion views on YouTube in the opening line of the song. Where did Tommy used to work, but the union's been on strike? It's tough.
He used to work on the dock, Carson.
2-2. Question number 4. Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is the highest grossing tour of all time. It's made $817 million, and it ain't over until July, Kennedy. Who previously held the record for the highest grossing tour? Was it Ed Sheeran, U2, or Taylor Swift?
Ed Sheeran.
That is correct. U2 is third. 3-2. Question number 5. Eva Longoria's Aston Martin from Desperate Housewives is now for sale. You can buy it on eBay, Kennedy. Desperate Housewives followed 4 women. They all lived on the same street where the show was set. Name the street.
Wisteria Lane.
That is it. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice work. 4-3 is the final score, Kate. I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning. We do appreciate you listening and playing. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Awesome job. I'm Kate from Boxford, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Somebody is suggesting we're going to lose all that money that we invested in Moderna during the pandemic at the casino.
That. We didn't mention that at all.
What?
We didn't mention that part.
I didn't say we did. Somebody texted in and said that.
Yes, like I'm saying. You don't know. You don't know what money we're using. We got lots. We got pockets.
No, we
got
to use the Moderna money to pay for Girl Scout cookies.
We have diversified our income.
That's right.
A lot of hands, a lot of different fires.
So this is, this is something the Commonwealth has been talking about for a very long time. And today is the day you can go into a casino and make a wager. You can make a wager on a sports game, all sorts of different sports. It's not just, the big baseball, football, basketball, hockey. You can bet on lots of, you can bet
darts.
On darts. Yeah. You cannot bet on cornhole.
The Academy Awards.
You can bet on sports award shows. So like the ESPYs, which is just crazy to me as well. And so the idea that we had is we're about to send producer Dan over to Encore to make a bet for us. We're going to bet like $104. Okay.
I can see why. Sure.
Yeah, we're going to make it.
Branding.
Simple. Right. $104. Kennedy's going to kick in a little. I'm going to kick in a little. Are you kicking in a little or are you just
betting
on money?
Yes, I'm going to kick in a little.
Okay. So we're going to bet the $104, but we got to figure out what it is that we're going to bet on because I'm worried about Dan when he gets there and he's going to get distracted by all the things that are happening.
If I stop answering your phone calls, it's because I'm at the craps table and I'm on a heater.
617-931-1234. If you have any tips for us, they're going to have a bunch of celebrities over there, Dan. Are you going to try and get any interviews while you're there, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be very professional.
Right.
I think Matt Light's over there from the Patriots.
We love
Ty
Matt
Law,
Light. Yeah.
Some Hall of Famers.
Right.
So, yeah, what do you guys want to bet on? You're just going to send me down there with no strategy at all?
To look
it's
up
a loser's bet.
What you can bet on. So I've been going online. I downloaded their app,
right,
which you can't use yet. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't know. It seems to me that the thing that most assuredly you can bet on is the Super Bowl.
That's the big thing right
now, and all of the
now,
different
sure.
things within said Super Bowl.
Because right. if you don't tell me what to do, I'm going to bet it all on the color of the Gatorade bath at the end of the game.
See, and I don't hate that. Those are the kind of bets I enjoy.
So
ones
we
that
should,
you have absolutely no ability to choose right or
so
wrong.
So it should
properly.
Be a stupid prop bet is what you're saying that our
yes.
first bet should be.
Yeah, so I don't think anyone cares about, you know, over under Patrick Mahomes pass yards.
Or how long the monologue will be at the Oscars or something this silly.
Okay.
How long the national anthem will take to be sung.
From the 617, do a heads or tails on the Super Bowl. Well, that would be over quickly, though.
Well, it's not over until the Super Bowl, so we have until February.
But you get all your anxiety out before the game even starts.
Right. So we don't want something that like keeps our interest for the game, like the total number of points they score or something.
Nobody cares about this game and you know it.
Yeah, but it just adds like an extra layer, right? Isn't that the point?
All right, then Gatorade at the end. There you go.
Is that a bet you can make?
There's a lot of Gatorade colors. That's tough.
It's orange. It's always orange.
From the 617, bet on the Bruins. Yeah, I mean, that's an easy bet right now. If we're trying to win, like the Bruins are winning a lot, that's an easy bet.
No, I want to do something dumb. I don't want to be like, I'd like the over-under and the skinny latte or whatever they're called. I don't care about any of that.
Yes, I used to bet on horses latte. With my friend.
Yeah,
we would only pick the horses that had alcohol names because we were drunk when we were doing it.
I would just follow behind the guy who had a lot of money and listen to what he bet on, and I would bet on him.
Can we bet a parlay of ridiculous things?
I don't even know what that means.
That means you bet like three different things, but they all have to hit for you to get the payout.
Right, and the payout is bigger. So instead of just getting a 2-1, you might get 10-1.
I can't imagine.
So we bet like the coin flip, the length of the national anthem, and the first team to score a point.
That guy's going to be like, get out of here, kid. Come back when you're ready for making real
like,
bet.
You don't know what you're saying. I'm like, no, sir. No, sir. I was sent here. I don't know
what
I'm
doing. Do you see the line behind you? Good. Let's move.
So maybe the national anthem is a good idea because...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kennedy, you have experience singing the national anthem.
Sure.
You would know the over-under
sure.
on that.
So the length of the
sure.
national anthem would be a good bet. From the 617, bet on the Super Bowl MVP.
Now that's I don't know anything about the players, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like if this is something, it needs to be something we can all get behind.
Well, you could
put good money on Mahomes for
it. It would be one of the two quarterbacks, because that's usually who wins it. It would be Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes. Let's see. Oh, wait, from the 617, prop bets aren't allowed in Massachusetts. What?
I thought this was America.
It
says on the website prop bets. What I don't know is what the prop bets are.
From the 617, how about how many people will perform with Rihanna?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You could probably bet on that. Why not?
But what I do know is I got a hold of the odds maker there at Encore, and he's waiting for you.
Okay.
Wow.
So you'll be able to have a chat with him.
It's like a VIP experience for me.
So that you can...
Really?
So that you can, you know, maybe get a little more information before we figure out what we want to bet.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
So
I've only been there once, and it was for our company Christmas party.
That was a good party.
And I was drunk, and they sent me out there, and I lost a lot of money.
From the 617, can you bet on whether Angela Bassett will win Best Supporting Actress or not? See, I like those kinds of bet. And we got a text from 781. Johnny Damon's going to be there kicking it off at 9, so you can go say hey to Johnny Damon.
I'm still mad at him for signing with the Yankees.
Yeah, that's a weird flex for them to bring him in, I feel. But hey, what do I know?
Somebody suggested we bet on Colgate men's basketball for the win. See, this is somebody that is way into gambling.
See, I don't want to bet on any of that.
Or they just went to Colgate.
Right.
I don't want to do any of that. I want to do stuff that's completely inane, that there's no way that somebody could get down on their hands and knees and count the amount of squares in the parquet floor before they knew it.
We need better info, Dan, is what we need. So Dan's going to hop in the car. He's going to drive over to Encore right now. And once you get there, look, can we check in with you and say, like, in an hour? Because we'll give you a few minutes to get there.
The president's going to talk to you, too.
I'm going
to
try real hard not to get distracted by all the shiny lights.
But, like, once you get there, you need to go and find out what bets we're allowed to make. And then we'll make the decision.
That's what the nice man will be able to help you with.
Okay.
He's going to interview the who? The president of the casino?
The president. You're going to meet the president. Her name is Jenny.
My apologies. Power.
And then the odds maker, his name is Adam.
All right. Okay. I'm going to try real hard. This is like a Dave and Buster's that'll ruin your life.
Just focus on the interviewing part, Dan. Right. Don't worry about the money part. Don't worry about the money part until there's something
gamble.
To worry about.
I'm not going to gamble on my
we
own.
We are never going to see this money again.
If you take that money and spend it, you got to come back and look at this face. So
yeah,
you
I'm going to spend my own money on the side of
from the 617 bet on the puppy bowl. All right, let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. The Jonas Brothers have been honored with a star on the prestigious Hollywood Walk of Fame. The ceremony was held yesterday to commemorate what Joe, Nick, and Kevin have achieved in the music business. They each gave their own speeches with little jokes in each one of them. And then it was all wrapped up by One Republic frontman and music producer Ryan Tedder saying that he's the bonus Jonas.
Kevin and Nick, I love you like brothers. Heck, we'll be here in 30 more years because this is just the beginning.
Alina, Valentina, this is a pretty cool moment. This is cool, but you two are my brightest stars. So I love you and thank you.
Kevin, Joe, I don't want to get emotional. We can do that later, but I love you guys very much. And I'm glad that day we decided not to do this anymore, that we changed our minds together.
As the official bonus Jonas, as I was referred to, I just want to start this off. Everybody, I think, can agree with me in the crowd. I think the Joe Bros got gypped. I see one star and three brothers and endless amounts of sidewalk.
How dare you? You are not the bonus Jonas. How dare you? How dare you, sir? Meghan Trainor revealed a big secret on her Today Show appearance yesterday. She was there to talk about her new book. She wrote a pregnancy book called Dear Future Mama for Other Pregnant Women, because she admitted that when she was pregnant, she felt very alone. And she went on to say, it was COVID time, so I didn't have any friends that were pregnant with me. And I just remember being like, I don't want anyone else to feel this way. So now I can be your future bestie and I can help you tell all my TMI details of my pregnancy and how crazy it was. Then, so she was at home. Mm-hmm. So she was on Zoom, and then she passed the book over. She asked Carson to pass the book over to Hoda, and this happened.
You want to see the book?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I see your little cutie.
Take a look. Open up the book.
Oh.
What?
And it comes with a baby.
Baby number two.
So she and her husband, Daryl Sabra, will be welcoming baby number two in summer.
It was so cute. They teased the announcement the night before she put up on Instagram. And I'm just happy for them. I feel like we've watched her.
It was a tough pregnancy. So I'm glad that, you know, she's going through again. And hopefully this one will be easier on her.
Right. It's awesome, right?
It's like we grew up with her.
I know.
It's wonderful.
Yep.
I'd love to see their happy family.
Mm-hmm.
And the Real Housewives of New York City as we know it is dead, according to Page Six. The contract negotiations for the version of the show that featured the beloved cast, including Luann de Lesseps, Roman Ramona Singer and Sonia Morgan had stalled. The talks officially collapsed. Bravo rescinded its offer to the talent, and the current has no plans to put the show on, which was rebranding itself as the Legacy Edition.
Mm-hmm.
So they put together a whole new cast this past year that will start this year of The Real Housewives of New York City. But it won't be those iconic women. They all apparently just thought they were worth a little bit more than the network did. Apparently they were asking for like Friends type money.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you ladies, but you just don't have Friends type cachet for that particular thing.
It seems to me though, I mean, those shows are the entire network is just all of those shows.
But here's what I'll say is that after a while, there aren't any stories left to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have to get a whole new cast like they did with New York. It's a whole new group of people in New York, mm-hmm. much more diverse, much more different jobs and things like that. So it's just when the old ones stay around, there are no more stories to tell, I guess they say. So in any event, sorry, ladies, that's on them.
All right, let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Say good morning to Kate from Oxford.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio since you can't hear anything that is happening. Kate, you work in finance. You going to get over to the casino today and make the first legal wager in the Commonwealth?
Who knows? Maybe.
Probably not, huh? All right,
probably
here we go.
Here
we go. Question number one. Phil Collins turning 72 this week. On top of all of his hits that he had with his own career, he also has two Grammys and an Oscar for his work on this Disney movie soundtrack with songs like Two Worlds and You'll Be in My Heart. Name the movie.
The Jungle Book.
Octavia Spencer credits Whoopi Goldberg for convincing her to get an education before she started pursuing acting. Whoopi is one of only 17 entertainers in history to have completed the EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
Stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer has hit 1 billion views on YouTube. In the opening line of the song, where did Tommy used to work, but the union's been on strike? It's tough.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
Question number four. Elton John's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is now the highest grossing tour of all time with $817 million, and it's not over until July. Who previously held the record for the highest grossing tour? Was it Ed Sheeran, U2, or Taylor Swift?
I'm going to go with U2.
Question number five. Eva Longoria's Aston Martin from Desperate Housewives is for sale. You can buy it on eBay. Desperate Housewives followed four women who all lived on the same street where the show was set. Can you name the street?
Ooh, I watched this with my mom growing up when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is... Oh, Wisteria Lane.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did?
You know what? I think the tour one stumped me a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you did okay. You got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Okay. Thank you.
Kate got 3. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one, Phil Collins turning 72 this week. On top of all of his hits he had in his own career, he also won 2 Grammys and an Oscar for his work on this Disney movie soundtrack with songs like Two Worlds and You'll Be in My Heart. Can you name the movie?
Oh, crap. Which one was it?
I can hear producer Dan in his car headed to the casino right now screaming the lyrics.
Hercules?
Tarzan, Kennedy.
Tarzan.
0-0. Question number two. Octavia Spencer credits Whoopi Goldberg for convincing her to get an education before she started pursuing acting. Whoopi, one of only 17 entertainers in history to have completed the EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Tie to one. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer has hit 1 billion views on YouTube in the opening line of the song. Where did Tommy used to work, but the union's been on strike? It's tough.
He used to work on the dock, Carson.
2-2. Question number four. Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is the highest grossing tour of all time. It's made $817 million, and it ain't over until July, Kennedy. Who previously held the record for the highest grossing tour? Was it Ed Sheeran, U2, or Taylor Swift?
Ed Sheeran.
That is correct. U2 is third. 3-2. Question number five. Eva Longoria's Aston Martin from Desperate Housewives is now for sale. You can buy it on eBay, Kennedy. Desperate Housewives followed four women. They all lived on the same street where the show was set. Name the street.
Wisteria Lane.
That is it. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice work. 4-3 is the final score, Kate. I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning. We do appreciate you listening and playing. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Awesome job. I'm Kate from Boxford, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Do they say the Commonwealth is going to make like $60 million in taxes?
It's going to be a lot.
Off of legalized...
It's going to be a lot.
Bookmaking, which starts this morning at 10 a.m.
That is, yes.
You'll notice producer Dan is not here. We have sent Dan down to the casino with $104, which we still haven't Venmo'd to him yet. And we don't know his Venmo. Anybody knows Venmo, our producer Dan's Venmo, please text it to us. We got to send him some money. And so the confusion is, what do we bet on? Do we bet on the Oscars? Do we bet on the Super Bowl?
Right. What silly thing do we bet on?
Do we bet on the Gatorade?
We're not here for your facts.
Right. What do you want to bet on, Kennedy?
I think the Gatorade's a good thing. That way you kind of got to get through the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think National Anthem is always a good one, too. The length of said National Anthem.
All right. I think I now have producer Dan, who is... I don't know. What's going on, Dan? What are you doing? Where are you at? What's up?
All right. I'm here in the media room at Encore Casino. We're about to live sports betting for the first time in Massachusetts. And who am I here with?
Tom Carroll with Bookmakers Review.
Bookmakers Review. Okay, so what is your job at Bookmakers Review?
I'm the social media manager, but when you're in that type of role, you got to kind of know everything that's going on in the sports betting world. So, you know, I'm a good guy to talk to right now.
All right, perfect, because I'm down here. We're going to make a $104 bet. Heavy timber. It's probably going to be the biggest bet Encore's going to see all day. And what are some, like, what should we bet on? Like, what's a good bet for your first bet? Just stay home?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to lose, so that's what everyone does when they bet on sports. They lose, so just be ready to lose.
We're ready to lose.
Okay.
We've been doing it for years.
That's good. I would bet on the Super Bowl, right? Like, why not? It's 2 weeks away. Everyone has an opinion on the Super Bowl, so go for it.
Like, how long the national anthem's going to be? That's where we're at in sports betting.
Okay, yeah, that's typically something that people lose on, so... I don't even know who's singing, so that's an important thing to look up. Look up who's singing, how long they typically sing at other events like this, and then you bet the over-under on that. I would always tend to go over because people want to own that, right? They want to be the star of the show. So if you're going to bet the national anthem for the Super Bowl, tend to go over.
What do you think's a good bet? How about heads or tails for the open? That's 50-50 odds.
Yeah, that's another one that you're going to lose on for sure.
You know? Why is that?
It's heads or tails. There's no math behind betting on heads or tails. It's just a total guess. You want to go with something that you can look at trends or look at ebbs and flows of a team's season and, you know, take what you've watched and apply it to the game. So, for example, if you like a Jalen Hurts prop bet, he's a guy that always seems to get in the end zone on a rushing touchdown. That's something that the Eagles offense likes to do. So.
All right, you're talking to the wrong people here. We're national anthem heads or tails people.
I'm trying to make people some money here.
That is very helpful. All right, so Is that your advice? Do some research and get actual data?
Do some research. Come to bookmakersreview.com.
Plug.
National plug there. And get your info, and we'll help you make some money.
All right. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. There goes Dan. That guy was trying to give us actual information. I was falling asleep as he was talking. He's trying to get into the actual players in the game.
Yeah, well, when he said, I don't know who's singing the national anthem, but that could be a good bet.
Right.
Finger on the pulse.
Who is? Is it Chris Stapleton singing the national anthem?
Yes.
That is right, right?
Yes.
Isn't it Chris Stapleton?
Yes.
I think he's going to go long, Kennedy. I think that might be a good bet, over a minute 30.
Well, if that's where it starts, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We got a text from 617. Between cookies and gambling, you guys are hemorrhaging cash for the good of the show. And
you have
we appreciate
no idea. You have no idea.
I got a text from somebody who said, we just saw producer Dan losing $20 in a slot machine. He's not focused, Kennedy. He's not focused.
I'm sure he'll be just
fine.
He's
losing our money, and we haven't even given it to him yet.
Well, then he's not losing our money, so let him keep losing. It's fine.
All right, producer Dan, on the floor of the casino right now. Oh, my God, what a mess. From the 508, Dan, side action, save me the trip. So now people want them to make bets for Dan.
I don't hate that idea at all. Dan gets a percentage, however, of your winnings.
Oh, I like that.
But none of your losings.
Yes, exactly.
All right, good talk.
Somebody just texted in and said, you just have to put Dan's phone number into Venmo. We don't have Dan's phone number. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. All right, let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at KetchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Kennedy, say good morning to Stephanie from Newberry.
Hello.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye.
You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you the cash. You tie, you lose, and Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Stephanie?
I'm ready.
Flavor Flav said he spent up to $2,600 a day on drugs for 6 years. He's been sober since October of 2020. What is Flavor Flav known for wearing around his neck?
A clock.
33 years ago today, in 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. What has been McDonald's slogan since 2003?
I'm loving it.
I heard a rumor that Justin Timberlake wrote that jingle. I don't know if that's true or not. Marcus Mumford, the lead singer of Mumford & Sons, turning 36 years old today. One of their biggest songs is Little Blank Man.
Little Lion Man.
Crown Royal has put out two teasers for a Super Bowl commercial that will star Dave Grohl. The standard version of Crown Royal comes in a velvet bag that is what color? Is it purple, green, or blue? Okay. And question number five, Joe Bros finally got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which Disney musical film series did the three brothers star in?
Camp Rock.
Oh, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good, Stephanie. I understand you work as a project manager in construction.
That's correct, yep.
You just pretty much get to tell dudes they're doing their jobs wrong all day long?
Yeah, but in a nicer way.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Stephanie got 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Well done. Well done.
These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which one you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
Yep.
Flavor Flav said he spent up to $2,600 a day on drugs for 6 years. He has been sober since October of 2020. What is Flavor Flav known for wearing around his neck?
A clock.
33 years ago today in 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. What has been McDonald's slogan since 2003?
I'm loving it.
Marcus Mumford, the lead singer of Mumford & Sons, turning 36 today. One of their biggest songs is Little Blank Man.
Lion.
Crown Royal has put out two teasers for a Super Bowl commercial that will star Dave Grohl. The standard version of Crown Royal comes in a velvet bag. Is it purple, green, or blue?
It's purple.
And question number five, the Joe Bros finally got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which Disney musical film series did the three brothers star in?
Camp Rock.
All right, you said A Giant Clock. That is correct, Tida 1. You said I'm Loving It. That is correct, Tida 2. You said Little Lion Man. That is right. You said Purple. That is correct. And you said Camp Rock?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Woo-hoo. That is correct. 5-5 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. But Stephanie, whenever there is a 5-5 tie, because I know it makes our boss Sal very, very angry to lose his money, we're going to give you the $100 anyway. Nice. Not a bad way to start the day. Congratulations. You got the money. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, though?
I'm Stephanie from Newbury, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you can tie her.
Kennedy.
I can tire.
Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today? Or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We're trying to get your money, Kennedy.
Nobody.
Remember this one from ODB?
Yeah.
You don't know this song?
Sure don't.
Oh, come on. This one slapped back in the day.
Sure. Whatever you say, Carson. I don't think you know what that word slap means, but that's all right.
So we sent producer Dan down to Encore Casino. We got legalized sports book at 10 o'clock this morning. We got $104 in his pocket to make a bet for us. We have no idea what we're going to make as far as a bet. We want it to be something fun and ridiculous. We don't want to bet the line or the parlay or any of that.
No.
We just want something fun and stupid.
Yeah, so we sent him down there to get us fun and stupid audio.
Yeah, that's a fact. And he's down there doing interviews. All right, producer Dan, what you got for us? Who are you talking to?
All right, who am I here with?
Bill D'Orazio.
And Bill, I hear you're going to be laying down one of the very first bets here at 10 a.m. as soon as it opens up.
Yes, I am.
How'd you swing that?
I have a group called Everything Encore Boston Harbor that I created, and we have 11,000 members. Wow. And Encore, they asked us if we wanted to participate, and we said yes. And they asked me to select 50 names, so I had a drawing. 675 people submitted their names.
I noticed your name came up.
And I picked 50. Yes, it did. It has to come up because I have to be here.
Yeah, I know.
So the deal was, you know, if your name got picked, then you were, you know, going to attend the first bet thing that we're going to do today.
So you're just like an Encore Casino super fan.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm originally a Vegas guy.
Okay.
That's where I've been going seven times a year since 2000. And then now I come here only because this is the place I want to be.
What's the biggest bet you've ever laid? You don't have to say if you won or lost. I just want to hear, what's the biggest bet you've ever laid down?
The biggest bet I've ever laid down is $500.
Okay, did you hit?
Yeah, on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
All right.
That's all I need to say.
That was a good bet for a lot of years.
Very good bet, exactly.
So what do you think you're going to do for your first ever bet here for sports? What do you think you're going
to
bet on?
I think I'd like to stay local and bet on the Celtics or Bruins, but I also have to throw in the Super Bowl. And I have to stay with the AFC, so I'm going with the Chiefs because our team, the Patriots, AFC, so that's where my loyalty resides.
We're doing a bet today. We want to do a fun, silly prop bet. What do you for the Super Bowl? Me and the morning show, we're going to lay down $104. What do you think we should do?
I think you should put the money on Patrick Mahomes for throwing more than 300 yards. And I think you should throw on Kelsey for scoring a touchdown and him for 100 yards receiving.
What about the Gatorade bath at the end? That's where our money is focused.
I'm hoping it goes on to the Kansas City coach, Andy Reid.
That's all you care about.
That's it.
Thank you for your time. All right, it's Dan. I'm live down here at Encore. Who am I here with?
Jay from Belmont.
Jay from Belmont. I heard rumblings that you've been down here since, like, you've been in line for like an hour waiting for this to open up.
Yes, I've been waiting a long time for this to open up.
What time did you get here today?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. You know the bets aren't until 10.
Yeah, but I've been thinking about what I'm going to do since 7 a.m.
Okay, so you're so you'll be ready when you get to the window.
I already know what I'm doing. I'm going for the Celtics to win the championship this year.
Okay, how much do you think you're going to put on that?
However much I got in my pocket.
That's a good. Do you know what the odds are for the Celtics championship?
I think they're pretty good. We've got two of the best players in the whole league. So you know what? I feel good about that bet.
Okay, you gonna do any other bets while you're here? I see you're in a Patriots jersey.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna put a little something on the Super Bowl. I think I'm feeling Mahomes this year again. So. I think it's going to be a basketball and a football day today.
What do you think about sports betting being legal in Massachusetts?
I think it's a big deal. I think it's a long time coming. And as far as this casino, as if this casino wasn't great enough, it's going to be kicked up a notch even better now.
And now you don't have to go to a guy named Legs to run your numbers illegally.
That's right. He's going to be very mad.
I'm going to assume this isn't your first ever bet.
That's right.
Is your first ever legal bet?
Yes.
Awesome. So congratulations. I hope you win.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy to be here.
All right. There's producer Dan down on the floor.
Speaking
of
to the people, I'm here for
talking to Jay for Belmont. That's my guy.
I am here for all of it.
I hope he hits it big for the Celtics in the Super Bowl.
Getting there early. I'm here for it. Whatever you need, buddy.
He's still got our money to make the bet on Kennedy. We got to figure that out before the end of the show. I also hear that he's like talking to the head of all bookmaking.
I know.
For the casino coming up a little bit.
I know.
It's like
we got him in there, Carson. We
like the
work.
Guy that sets the numbers for all the games. Yep. Like that's the big guy. So
we don't do anything small around here, son.
So producer Dan down on the casino floor. We'll check in with him coming up again in just a few minutes.
Besides the Super Bowl, what are other like some of the biggest things that people bet on?
Well, March Madness should be pretty big. You know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that first week, there's just so many games. It goes all day, basically here all night. So I think that'll be a fun time out here at Encore. I just think that after that, you know, locally, obviously the Sox will be back soon. So the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't know about the Sox.
Oh, you said it yourself. They bet with their hearts. So they'll be betting on the Red Sox, I guarantee it.
That is Alan Berg, VP of Trading for Encore from Las Vegas, who came in to Encore Boston Harbor today as they are launching their sports book in the casino. And we sent producer Dan down to the casino with $104 to make a prop bet for us. But we still haven't figured out exactly what we're going to bet on. How much money have you lost already, Dan?
So I've been down here for a few hours now, and the only thing I've learned is I should not be allowed near the Wheel of Fortune dollar slots because I am currently down $65.
Oh, no.
And I played about 14 minutes. I went into the media room and just hid for an hour. I was like, I can't be down here. I can't be trusted.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of text messages saying this was probably not a nice thing that we did you this morning, producer Dan, to send you the casino.
Coming right out of my paycheck. It's real bright and shiny. There's a lot of noises. I can't help myself.
Okay, so seriously, we got to make a prop bet, Kennedy. If we can make a prop bet, what do we want it to be? We need to.
I think we go with the Gatorade. I think that way it's the end of the game.
Okay,
you know, it's not over before it starts.
Right.
There are many choices. There's blue flavored and orange and red and lemon lime flavored, whatever that color is.
Right. It's a yellowish flavor.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know.
So what color do we like? I like a kind of a reddish color because the Kansas City Chiefs are a reddish color jersey, and I think they're probably going to win it. Dan?
Oh, see, that's smart. I was just going to go off vibes.
Okay, what do you think vibes-wise?
I would say maybe orange, yeah.
Yeah, like an orangish, yeah. Like
orange is not red, and red is not orange, Carson. When you're doing this prop bet, it must be exact. You can't be like,
what, do you
sure
work for the house? What's going on here? Whose team you on?
No, I just want you not to like be like, yeah, but at the end of all of this.
Well, no, we're not going to be able to do that because we have to, when he gets to the
Which
window.
Which is why I'm saying now.
Okay.
So you don't look what like color? Silly Billy.
What color, if they have it, Dan? You think red or orange?
Let's do red. It's the color of Kennedy's hair. It's the color of the Chiefs.
I like it. Okay. We're betting $104 on red Gatorade to be dumped all over the winning coach, which we're thinking is probably going to be Andy Reid from the Kansas City Chiefs.
I've talked to a lot of like real sports gamblers, and they've all said this is a sucker's bet, so I feel real good about it.
Oh, it is?
Even okay. Better.
Okay. Now,
don't do that.
What happens if you can't make a bet on that and we have to make an actual kind of real sports bet, Kennedy?
Well, we don't. We can make a prop bet.
But what if they're not offering it when he goes to the window at 10 o'clock? He can't stay there all day waiting for prop bets to pop up.
Like, why would they not?
I don't know.
They're already there.
Okay. All right. That's it.
I have no desire to bet on real things. Okay. You guys decide
worry,
amongst
guys.
Yourself.
I'll, I'll come back with something.
If there's something else, you choose it. You go right ahead.
I don't know.
But when it comes to facts, I have no compunction to even care.
This is my hard-earned $104.
Crazy. Really? Have you Venmo'd him anything yet?
No, I don't have his number.
That's
he doesn't share his cell phone number with me.
Well, that's convenient. I'm down here in the press pit right now with people that are in like suits with actual video cameras.
Yeah.
And
That's how we always
I'm just
are,
here
Dan.
For mix.
Don't feel bad about it. No, we never have cameras. We're in radio.
My shirt's half unbuttoned.
They like us better because you're going to ask fun questions, not like, so tell us, why are you here today? You're going to kill it. You're going to kill
it. Sounds like some stuff is happening.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you go get in line and make the bet, and then we'll talk to you all the people. In the morning.
Yeah, see if you can't talk
all
to
right.
the guys.
Big money, no whammies.
All right. Bye, Dan.
Yeah, I think he might get in with some of the football players that were going to be there.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some Patriots players there, right? I think former baseball players are going to be there, like a whole big.
We have Sean Thornton, Ty Law, Matt Light, Cedric Maxwell, Eddie House, Johnny Damon, and Olympian Angela Ruggiero.
They're going to be there making their first bets at 10 o'clock. And then Julian Edelman's doing a big thing tonight.
He's driving through at 6.
Right, to make a huge bet.
He's driving through. He's not getting out of the car.
Oh, he's going to do the drive-through
bet?
That's
my understanding.
That's kind of cool, though. They have a drive-through kiosk. Yeah. So you pull into the garage underneath and you just
can't be bothered
hop out of the car, make the bet, and you move on with your life.
Correct.
That's
just
nice.
Like getting money out of the bank.
All right. If you missed anything from the show today, obviously we'll put that up in the podcast. You can get that on the Odyssey app. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging with the Carson and Kennedy show today. Erin O'Malley is next with the commercial-free workday kickoff. And if you want more Carson and Kennedy, the unfiltered after-show podcast goes live at 10 a.m. on iTunes and at mix1041.com.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.